You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Monday. Not by much, but I'll take it. Let's recap the winning card for you. I lose on TCU minus the 2.5. I was nervous betting into Baylor off of back-to-back losses. I should have pulled it off the card. I didn't. I paid the price. You also backed that one on Twitter. Thank you for the votes, but we didn't get the winner. I lose on UNC Wilmington, minus the 7.5. Didn't deserve to win the basketball game, but you can add it to the list of overtime losses, and you can add it to the list of double overtime losses. I wasn't going to cover 7.5. I understand that, but still, it's another double OT loser for me. And the irony of that play is it shouldn't have been on my card. If you remember right with the podcast yesterday, my trivia question was related to the Southland Conference and Lamar. I had intended to play Lamar plus the points at home against McNeese. They covered, but instead I added the loser with UNC Wilmington to my card. Not sure how I made that mistake. I do cash on Texas Southern, minus the 2. They have a nice rally to beat Arkansas Pine Bluff. I cash on NC Central, minus the 2.5. Then my coin flip bets both go my way. I cashed the Pistons and the Knicks over the 223.5, got it home by the 0.5 point, and I cash on the Senators and the Capitals over the 6.5. Add it together, 4-3 day, that's a winner, and now we'll try to make it back-to-back. So here's your trivia question for you. The UMass Minutemen won 11 NCAA tournament games from 1992 to 1996, advancing to the 1996 Final Four. Now, I'm not going to worry about vacating wins or not here, okay? I'm just going to talk about what I watched as a fan. So, multi-part question here for you. Number one, who was the head coach during that stretch? Number two, who was the leading scorer on that Final Four team? And he also finished as the National Player of the Year. Number three, how many NCAA tournament wins does UMass have since that 1996 Final Four? Answers in a moment. But now, let's get to the card for Tuesday. And we start in the Atlantic 10. And we start with George Washington, plus the 7.5 at home against UMass. So I like tradition. I get really upset when programs prioritize football at the expense of college basketball. I'm just starting to get over Syracuse not being in the Big East. And now we have UMass leaving not for the American to rejoin Temple, but for the MAC to start a rivalry with who? Eastern Washington or Eastern Michigan, I mean? Come on. Yes, I'm a little mad tonight. The Atlantic 10 is the 8th best conference in all of college basketball. It's great basketball. Meanwhile, the MAC ranks 24th. They have some good teams, but it ranks below the other MAC with 2 A's this year. I would love to be in the GW locker room prior to this game to fire everyone up for this one. I hope the fair and balanced officials in the A-10 give me some 9th grade level home cooking tonight. UMass deserves to pay the price tonight for bolting on the conference. The Revolutionaries have lost 10 straight. They're not a good basketball team. They lost by 14 to UMass the first time around. They ranked 15th on defense. They can't stop anything. They ranked 10th on offense. But on this night, they carry the flag for the remaining A-10 conference members. This is personal. Give me the Revolutionaries plus the 7.5 at home over UMass. Next up on the card, we stay in the A-10 with some programs that are going to stay in the conference. It's George Mason minus the 1.5 at Fordham. So the Patriots ran into a buzzsaw at Loyola of Chicago on Saturday, losing by 21. But this is a solid basketball team. They're 18-9 overall. They're 7-7 in the A-10. They're the 4th best team on offense in the conference, 9th best on defense. They have wins over Dayton, St. Bonnie. They have 11 top 200 wins, 5 wins away from home this season. Plus, they had a 1-point loss at UMass, a 2-point loss at St. Joe's, and a 7-point loss at Richmond. So they've had some really good showings on the road this season. This is the only regular season meeting between the two programs. Fordham is 11-16 on the season. They're 5-9 of the 8-10, coming off a nice 12-point win over Duquesne, 10-4-game losing skid. In the conference, this is a crazy stat. The Rams are 1-6 at home. Friday was their first home conference win of the season. It's extremely rare to see a team above 500 this late in the season in the conference on the road, but below 500 at home. They're not, once again, just below 500. They're 1-6 at home. Fordham ranks 14th on offense, 10th on defense. The metrics to me point to George Mason. So give me the Patriots on the road. I'm on George Mason minus the 1.5 on the road at Fordham.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the Big 12. It's Texas Tech minus the 3.5. Against Texas. So the Red Raiders go for the sweep of the season series tonight after winning 78-67 in Austin to open conference play. The Red Raiders are 19-8 on the season. They're 8-6 in the Big 12. Texas Tech has lost two of their last three games, including a butt kicking at UCF on Saturday. At home, they're 14-1 this season. Their lone loss, a little bit of a head-scratcher, losing to Cincinnati. They have home wins this season over Kansas in dominating fashion. They beat BYU soundly, and they beat TCU. They have the number one ranked home court edge in the country. Yes, number one belongs to the Double T. They have the number three ranked offense of the Big 12. Their defense, though, a little suspect, ranking number 11. Texas, well, they're squarely in bubble territory, so they need this one. They're 17-10 overall. They're 6-8 in the Big 12. They have six top 100 wins this season, including three on the road at Cincinnati, at Oklahoma, and at TCU. So they do have some good road wins. The Longhorns rank 7th on offense, 9th on defense, but when they lose on the road, it tends to be ugly. A 19-point loss Saturday at Kansas, a 21-point loss at Houston, a 12-point loss at BYU, a 21-point loss at Marquette. Now, Texas Tech isn't in the same class as those four programs, but still sound butt kickings on the road for the Longhorns. Both teams are in a bounce-back spot. Both teams have a sense of urgency. Similar talent level, but the home court is enough for me to back the Double T at home. Give me Texas Tech, minus the 3.5. Over Texas. Next up on the card, we go to the Mountain West. It's Boise State minus the 9.5 at Air Force. So don't look now, but Boise State is tied for the top spot in the Mountain West Conference. In a conference where road wins have been difficult, the Broncos have actually racked up 5 already. They won at San Jose State by 9. They won at Nevada by 8. They won at Fresno by 4. They won at New Mexico by 8. And they won at Wyoming by 20. The last four wins for the Broncos have been by 20, 32, 24, and 38. The 38 was against Air Force in the first meeting. So that list gives me confidence tonight. Air Force, on the other hand, they did the unthinkable for the second time this year on Saturday. They won at New Mexico at the Pit, a 2-12 team in conference, won at the Pit. Their only other conference win this season was at UNLV, and it wasn't even close. It wasn't competitive. They blew out the Runner Rebels in that game. So I have no idea how the Falcons can step up on random nights, but they've done that. They're 2-12 in the Mountain West. They have home losses this year by 28 against Utah State, 3 against San Jose State, 29-point loss at home to New Mexico, 11-point loss at home to Wyoming, 13-point loss at home to San Diego State, 2-point loss to Fresno State, and a 29-point loss at home against UNLV. So they're winless in conference at home, losing 5 of those games by double digits. That's a bad combo facing the Broncos. I'm going to lay the points with the number one offense of the Mountain West Conference. Give me Boise State, minus the 9.5 on the road at Air Force. Next up on the card, your coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the Philadelphia 76ers at the Boston Celtics. Total of 227.5. Tails it is. I'm on the under 227.5 between the 76ers and the Celtics. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Carolina Hurricanes at the Minnesota Wild. Total of 6 in this one. Heads it is, I'm on the over 6 between the Hurricanes and the Wild. Now your trivia question answer. Number one, the head coach of that time, none other than John Calipari, the current head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats. The player of the year was Marcus Canby. Oh, yeah, he was fun to watch back in the day. And then the final part of that answer, 0 NCAA tournament wins since 1996 for UMass. Bruiser Flint made the big dance twice but didn't win a game. Steve Lapis, no NCAA tournament appearances. Travis Ford, no tournament appearances. Derek Kellogg, 1 trip, no wins. Matt McCall, no tournament appearances. And Frank Martineau, in his second year with the Minutemen, has yet to make the big dance. So UMass basketball has fallen off big time since 1996, but it is still going to be a big, big blow to the basketball quality in the A-10. So let's recap. I'm off my soapbox about that. I am still a little bitter, a little hot under the collar about that one. I hate seeing teams leave like UMass. Oh, that's a good basketball program historically. But here we go. Here's the card once again for Tuesday. In the A-10, yes, I'm on George Washington, plus the 7.5 against UMass, and I will be cheering hard for the Revolutionaries in that one. I'm on George Mason, minus the 1.5 at Fordham. In the Big 12, I'm on Texas Tech, minus the 3.5 against Texas. In the Mountain West, I'm on Boise State, minus the 9.5 at Air Force. In the NBA, I'm on the Sixers and the Celtics, under the 227.5. On the Frozen Pond, I have the Hurricanes and the Wild over the 6. Don't forget, Tuesday, we have our special guest, Coda Capper Kyle. He'll be hosting the show Tuesday night for the Wednesday card, so I have the day off. I will hope to have a prop bet podcast on Tuesday. We'll see if I can get it done. Little busy at work on Monday, so I couldn't squeeze it in. But enjoy the games Tuesday, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.